Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So the New York Times had a headline today, and it read, "How Chauncey Billups Teamed Up with a Career Criminal."
Said you read the article and it did not tell us how he teamed up with a career criminal?
No.
Reporting sucks. We need to do better.
But it's not reporting. It's oftentimes
the headline writer.
Writers.
Yeah, Quick used to talk about this, that he'd write a piece and then he would turn it in and he'd read the headline and be like, that has nothing to do with what I wrote.
The headline writers are separate, and oftentimes I think they don't even read the articles.
Yeah, and it's just there to try to...
Yeah, they're trying to get clicks, and they got my click.
Gotcha.
And we did learn some things, which is why I'm talking about it. But nowhere in the article does it say how Chauncey Billups teamed up with a career criminal. Yeah. Okay, so just understand that. But we did learn some things. So the guy in question that Chauncey has been linked to is a guy by the name of Eric Spook Ernest.
Okay, that makes me uncomfortable. By the way,
he's been named. He also was arrested, and he's the guy that Chaunce is accused of giving the information about resting players to.
Sure.
Then he forwarded that on, won a bunch of money. He's also the guy that was playing in the poker game, setting up the poker games, using Chaunce as the face card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Yes. All of this is alleged.
Because his attorney said that he did none of this, and he is a man of integrity.
So this guy, Eric Ernest, he's the connection between Chaunce and the card games.
Okay.
Now, who is this guy? Well, as best they can tell, so this is where the article may be onto something. They said Spook got out of prison in February of 2019. He's a career criminal.
Okay.
I'll tell you more about him in a second. Yeah. But he got out of prison in February of 2019, and these poker games were just 2 months later. So they have deduced that these guys knew each other from Chauncey's playing days.
Okay.
Because in the article, they interview an ex-DEA agent who is now retired, who investigated Eric Ernest way back in the early 2000s. And he claims he listened to hours of wiretaps where Ernest would brag about his association with high-level athletes. Now, the problem is the ex-DEA agent can't name names because none of the athletes did anything wrong criminally.
Okay.
So he can't say who he heard Ernest talking about, but he said he heard him talking about all kinds of high-level athletes, and he said at the time they thought that he was just full of crap.
Sure.
But he wasn't. He was running with athletes. He was running in the music business. The more they followed him, the more they
realized
learned
he actually had connections.
Yeah. So what we know about him is, Ernest, is that he has ties to the old Black Mafia family.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't know the Black Mafia family, they were founded in part by a guy by the name of Terry Lee Flannery. And here's where Chaunce comes in. They were founded in Detroit.
Ah. So they're obviously...
Now, this is back in the 80s, though.
Okay.
But they ran a lot of cocaine through the U.S. They became a big deal because they partnered with Mexican cartels. But they were founded in Detroit. They were in Atlanta. They were L.A. They were running drugs. big time criminals, okay? Sure. The black mafia family. Well, it turns out that Billups is seen in social media posts with the founder of Black Mafia family, Terry Lee Flannery.
Okay, so when you say black mafia, I'm assuming this is an, we're referring to like African American mafia. So yeah, this is different than the Italian mob, obviously.
Correct. Yeah, there's two separate things here. Yeah, the word mafia, but these guys are all from Detroit.
Sure.
Well, Ernest is from St. Louis. So again, this is where the article does not, it doesn't really tie them together, but it does say that Chance, he follows, he obviously he's buddies with Ernest.
It gives you a loose connection.
Yeah, and Ernest is, even though he's from St. Louis, these guys, Terry Lee Flannery, he's from Detroit, and they're thinking that perhaps because Ernest was tied in with Black Mafia family in the early 2000s or late 90s when Chauncey was playing, Ernest's connections to athletes like Chance introduced him to this Flannery character and all these Black Mafia guys.
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because obviously they know each other somehow. You're trying to piece it together, and this kind of seems like the, it seems like the obvious avenue of how they got to know each other.
So Terry Lee Flannery was sentenced to 30 years in prison back in 2008.
Okay.
He has since been granted clemency by Joe Biden.
Oh.
Sleepy Joe.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
He was let out.
Soft on crime.
During COVID in 2020, and he has supposedly finished his sentence on house arrest.
Okay.
So this does tie Chauncey to serious
criminals.
To serious criminals. So Ernest is a career felon. He's done several stints in the slammer. Billups follows Ernest's wife and daughter on social media. And again, he was in the Black Mafia family, which was founded by Terry Lee Flannery, which was founded in Detroit, who then was pictured with Chauncey Billups. Mm. So that, it's pretty loose.
Yeah.
But there you can see how Chauncey got tied into these games. Now, what this doesn't talk about at all is how any of this ties to the Italian mafia.
Sure.
So we don't know that, but what I think is maybe more plausible, just spitballing here,
sure,
is that this Ernest guy and this Terry Lee Flannery, this goes way back to Chauncey's Detroit days.
They got their beaks in a lot of different
they dragged pies. Chauncey into deep water.
Sure.
And how the Italian mafia is a part of this, maybe they just partnered up for these games. Because I remember the original article. What was that article? It was one of the original pieces of reporting on this whole poker thing. Mm-hmm. Was that the Italian mob never really, they would run poker games that were on the up and up.
Yeah, they would run illegal poker games. They just were,
they weren't fixed.
They weren't fixed.
But then the Italian mob then kind of infiltrated its way into these fixed games. So perhaps the Ernests and the Terry Lee Flannerys and the Chance Billups didn't have any say in the Italian mob saying, hey, we want to cut of this over here.
Yeah, right. It's like I can totally see where you're being used to set up these poker games. You know, Hollywood had their own issue with this. Remember, it was like Tobey Maguire and Leo DiCaprio and a bunch of these guys were playing in illegal poker games, and they got caught up in this a number of years ago. I can totally see where you're running with some guys. Next thing you know, you're playing some high stakes poker, you know, and it's illegal. But you know, you're just there, and the next thing you know, you're like, well, if you're doing that, what's taking it a step further? And now we're going to make sure that everyone wins. You know, I can see that. I can see how you end up down those.
Or he may not
roads.
Even know that the Italian mob's in on
sure,
it.
Sure, who knows?
But he knows that Ernest is and their buddies. So that is the tie-in of Chance to what is called the Black Mafia family. And it does raise a question, as somebody pointed out in the text line, does this mean Chauncey has been doing this since he was a player? The question is there because it goes back to his time in Detroit.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say that a lot of times when people get caught up with stuff, it is people that they've known for a long time, right? Remember Zach Randolph, a lot of that stuff went back to Zach's days. And was it Gary, Indiana, right? And his brother all that. And you know, it's hard to leave behind people that you've known for a long time. And maybe this isn't people that he grew up with, but if you're a young player in the league and you get you're getting your feet wet, and next thing you know, you're kind of running in the wrong circles and you've known a guy for 20 years. You know, that's usually how stuff like this happens. Or as Chauncey would say, I'm completely innocent and I'm a man of integrity. So I hope that eventually all this stuff gets flushed out and we get a better idea of how all this stuff came together. But I think that article, while a bit misleading there, it does kind of give you a roadmap and you can see a plausible way about how all this happened.
It's some info on a couple of players that we know Chauncey was tied to.
And look, I had very, very little experience in the NFL. So, I mean, when you're Chauncey Billups and you're a Hall of Fame basketball player, the amount of dudes that you're exposed to, but in my brief little time and getting to hang around guys that were actually successful and big names, the amount of hanger honors or just guys that are around you and the
riffraff
and a lot of the NBA guys have talked about now, like the amount of gambling that just goes on team planes. Joey Harrington talked about, you know, guys betting $50,000-$75,000 on airplane rides in the NFL. In Tampa, the big thing was strip clubs. And I got to go a couple times with some of the more established players. And those guys would walk into strip clubs and just the amount of guys and the girls would swarm them. And guys that I assure you were not legitimate business guys, they were always there too. And they always knew them. And they would buy like cars through them, or they would get drugs to them, or a lot of times the women would be waiting for them. I watched a guy walk into a Mons Venus, which was like the big strip club in Tampa. And that dude walked in, met one guy who was wearing a fur coat, by the way. And that was in the middle of Tampa, which I was like, my God, seems a little warm. But he had on his fur coat, talked to that dude for like 5 minutes, and then like made a lap, and they got like six of the hottest girls. And then him and the fur coat guy just like left. And they had like the VIP table set up for him. And I don't know what all happened, but they were there for just a few minutes and then they were gone. And then we were like, well, I guess we're just at this table. And I, again, what those guys were doing, I don't know, but I don't think it was like playing Monopoly. So I just think when you're in that lifestyle, I just think you're exposed to a lot of dudes. And I don't think those guys are necessarily the best human beings in the world.
Another text said, or Chance just got invited to play and had no clue they were scamming.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's going to claim that, and his lawyer already is, but they're not going to arrest him if that were the case. What that means is they have evidence proving otherwise, and there's already stuff out there about how they were going about this, and sometimes Chance was asked to win, sometimes he was asked to fold, so he knew that other people knew what the cards were. Maybe I don't know if he was the one who knew what the cards were, but there were, reportedly, it was set up so that this Eric Ernest guy or whatever, or whoever else was running the game, they knew what the cards were and they would signal to Chance what to do.
Well, and there was the interview with the professional poker player from years ago that was like, yeah, I knew of all these games that were set up, rigged games around Chauncey Billups. And this is the dangerous stuff. And I get it. If you're a Blazer fan and you're a Chauncey guy, you want to believe that your guy is innocent. But
well, they're going to have to prove it.
Yeah. It's just, it's the most adorable thing in the world to think For years and years and years, Chauncey Billups was involved in high-stake illegal poker games and didn't know, and was being used as the guy to bring in other players. But Chauncey was, I had no idea.
We've already seen text evidence to the contrary.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just thought we were just playing some friendly game of cards with Albanian Bruce and Pookie.
Yeah, you're talking about Damon Jones text?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's just,
they were happy to lose to him.
They were on his phone. It's just Damon Jones' phone where they were saying, they were telling him, watch LeBron, watch Steph. Yeah. These guys had names.
Oh, no, this is different. This is text with Pookie, Sophia, saying that these guys were, it was about a poker game, saying they were so happy to lose to Chauncey Billups. So there's those text messages out
there. Well, but that doesn't prove he knew it. But again, the FBI's going to have to, the feds, they're going to have to prove he knew, but I don't think they arrest him in the way that they did without evidence of the sort.
Innocent until proven guilty, but I am always just flabbergasted at the amount of fanboys that that will jump through so many hoops and the mental gymnastics to believe that their guy, he was the only guy in the midst of this mafia like racketeering scheme, but he just was sweet and innocent. He was a patsy.
Well, that's what he'll say.
Oh yeah.
You know how they do it. They're already angling that way.
I was doing nothing. Nothing, I tell you.
Well, he did hire former Trump lawyer Mark Mukasey.
That's the best thing he can do, cuz that way if he does get convicted, you just go for the presidential pardon.
Yeah, so
that's the P. Diddy approach.
He's clearly angling.
And I'm reading those texts again, man. No, he was asked to lose in one of these from Sophie. So I would say that proves, Chauncey, you knew something, bud.
Nah, I was just doing Pookie a favor. What are you talking about?
What?
His wife loves that he's talking to the escort/professional poker hot Pookie.
Yeah, he's been married for a long time, huh?
Yeah.
You think his wife loves the ankle bracelet?
I don't think so.
Kind of hot?
No, I'm guessing not. Yeah. It's a beautiful family, too. He's got a beautiful wife, a couple pretty gals, and the kids and all that.
Couple pretty gals? What is he, girlfriend lives
with? No, his daughters. It's a like,
oh, daughters.
It's a Walmart sort of like picture frame family. It's a like he's got this beautiful family and like everything. He's made all this money. And
did I read something today?
Fell in love with the Pook.
I don't know who the well, there's no evidence that they were stupid, right?
There is none of that.
No.
That was just the
game. As of right now.
But what was I going to say? Oh, did I read something today that one of the Blazers said they had no idea he gambled?
It's possible.
I heard Ty Lue said that, I think.
Oh, Ty Lue.
Something. Well, yeah, no, that's not true, because Ty Lue was at the poker games with him. So
Ty Lue's also the guy that said that Chauncey Billups is doing great.
Great guy.
Great guy. He feels so confident about everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.